Blog Talk Radio.
If I knew then what I know now, no, I wouldn't change much of anything anyhow. It was 50-50, and I won the coin toss when you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you dance with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you dance with me at the Huntington's Waltz.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by our sponsors, Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. Today, we have Deborah Bunting on the show with us, who is a caregiver for her adult son, Jimmy, who lives with Huntington's disease. Deborah and Jimmy made a bucket list, which I absolutely love, and Deborah has been fighting to make all of her son's dreams come true. Recently, with the help of local law enforcement and the community coming together, they made one of Jimmy's dreams come true, and that was to make it to the top of a lighthouse. Jimmy loves lighthouses, and his dream has always been to make it to the top of one. I got to watch this over Facebook, and the touching moment of when Jimmy and his mom and the community hit the top of that lighthouse, it was absolutely amazing. I can't think of a better way to kick off this month of May for the I Fight For campaign with then having Deb, who we all know as Deb, on the show with us. So welcome to the show, Deborah.
Thank you, Katie, and thank you for having me. I really... I love Help for HD. They do a lot of stuff, and I love being part of the Help for HD family.
Yes, we love having you part of our family. So let's definitely jump in right now and just tell us about how Huntington's disease impacts your life.
It impacts every inch of my life.
Right.
It impacts me in every day. It impacts me when I get up in the morning. It impacts me every when I go to bed. My son Jimmy is 32. I watch him go downhill every day. I see different things with him every day progressing. And I used to, you know, just get showered, get dressed, and all right, let's go, and be out the door. Now it's I get showered, I gotta shower him. I brush my teeth, I gotta help him brush his teeth. I got to dress myself. He pretty much still can dress himself, but I still have to double check on him. And just everything that I do, it's like I'm living the life of two people. And I have to do just about everything for him at this point. I have to make sure he gets his meds. I don't leave the house. I'm not without him. I'm with him 24/7. I did one time go to my friend's house, and I left him with my husband, and my husband fell asleep, and Jimmy, I guess, went looking for me and didn't know where he was and had stopped a police officer and said, I'm lost. I have Huntington's disease, so I never leave him alone anymore. He's never out of my sight.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tough road, but...
Well, and I want to definitely give a shout out to Jimmy and because they have done a lot for Help for HD International's LEAP program and teaching law enforcement about Huntington's disease. And I've seen the pictures of seeing Jimmy with the law enforcement agents and him teaching them through them being able to watch him and see what Huntington's disease is amazing. So we definitely want to give a huge shout out and thank you to Jimmy for doing that for us.
Aw, thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Yes. So let's talk a little bit about your organization. I know that a Blue Ribbon for a Cure actually did have to shut down because you have medical things going on. I don't know how much you want to talk about that, but you did fight for a very long time through Blue Ribbon for a Cure. So tell us why what prompted you to start that.
Right. Well, I myself have cancer. And you see everything is pink and pink, you know, cancer, and everybody thinks that there's no other colors. And I lost every one of my family members, parents, everything, you know, 11 people to cancer and friends and everything. And I said, you know what, I have lymphoma cancer and it's lime green. So I was on a rampage or rant or awareness for lymphoma cancer. And then my son was diagnosed about a year and a half to almost 2 years later. And so I said, well, here we go. It's going to be a blue ribbon now, too. So I created a blue ribbon for Huntington's disease awareness and just did everything blue. I did basically the same things that I was doing for lymphoma, but I just took it to a different level. And I created a huge event down at the lakefront. I made the awareness because so many people, mm-hmm. you would say, and I'm sure everybody knows, you know, you say Huntington's and people look at you like you got three heads, or they'll say, oh, yeah, mm-hmm. I heard of that. And no, they didn't hear of it. Or I've talked about cancer and people will say, you know, and then I'll talk about the Huntington's and people will say cancer, you know, that it's cancer. I'm like, no, it has nothing to do with cancer. But anyway, so I did that. And then I wanted the awareness to go out, and it did. I took it to the city level, and the city twice made a Huntington's Disease Awareness Day in the city of St. Cloud. And I said, nope, mm-hmm. got to go bigger. So I took it to the state with the help of Senator Dennis Baxley. He was Representative Baxley at the time, and he is now Senator Baxley. But he helped get it right up there. And myself with Jimmy, his brother, sister, and their mom, because Jimmy is adopted, but it's separate families, and they went with us to the event at the Capitol in Tallahassee, and the proclamation mm-hmm. was read, and they announced that October 13th, which I made for Jimmy's birthday, was the Florida statewide awareness for Huntington's disease. And
fantastic.
Yeah, yeah. So cool. I was really, really happy for that. Really, really happy. Mm-hmm. Jimmy was proud.
yeah, I bet. Absolutely. So let's talk about this bucket list. I think this is, you know, my husband has Huntington's, as most of our listeners know. And I remember when he was diagnosed, he said, I want to travel. So we went everywhere, to the Caribbean, to the Virgin Islands. We went everywhere we could to travel to all these tropical places. And people looked at me and said, why are you spending this money? Why are you spending this time? And I said, he doesn't have the time to do this when we're retired. He doesn't get
that.
When I heard about this bucket list that you and Jim, I was just like, oh, I thought this was just, I think everyone needs this. So let's talk about you and your son making his bucket list.
Well, what happened first, Katie, was Jimmy had wanted several things. He had wanted to get a football. We would go to the Predator games and the arena football. And I spoke to them about getting him a signed football. And we surprised him and brought him down onto the field. And that night there was over 10,000 people there. And that night, because of Jimmy, 10,000 people learned about Huntington's. I was so proud of him that day. He was so happy to get that. And I told him, I said, Jimmy, you know, you have to understand what you just did. You let over 10,000 mm-hmm. people know about this disease. What an awareness that was. And then they wanted to, the second thing that he wanted was, he had always wanted to be in a Lamborghini. He loved Lamborghinis. And there was a Lamborghini at a business in town, and I would always go by it, and it was at a house. And I said, one of these days I'm going to stop. Well, one day I did, and I spoke to the owner, Dave Newark, and his wife Lisa. And Dave said, yeah, sure, he can sit in it, you know. And then Dave said, let me get the keys. And he says, I'm going to take him for a spin. Well, Jimmy lit up. Jimmy was so happy. So anyway, we became great friends with them and still are wonderful friends with Dave and Lisa Newark. And Dave would take Jimmy, like if we would go somewhere, that was Jimmy's car. That was Jimmy's chauffeur-driven Lamborghini. And that was his big dream that came true. I sat down one day and I said to Jimmy, I said, let's think of a bucket list. You know, what do you want to do? What do you, you know, let's do this. I said, you've already gotten the football, you've gotten, I said, let's see what you want. And he came up with like three things. And then one night Dave had taken him out to a men's meeting that they went to. And they were all talking about it. And Dave said, yeah, he has this bucket list. And they asked what was on it. And it was these three things. And one was going to Alaska. And they said, you better come up with more stuff, buddy, because we're going to make sure that you get most of your bucket list done. So Jimmy came home all excited. And so we sat down and we started working on his bucket list. And like you said with Mike, that there's, you know, you're not going to have the time in retirement. I'm not going to have tomorrow with him, possibly. I'm not going to have next year with him. I'm not going to have the year after. So let's do it now. And as a mother, I want to give him the world. I want to just wrap everything up in pretty paper and just give it to him. So we made the bucket list, and he's been crossing off little by little, everything from riding in a canoe to a hot air balloon to going places and doing things. And I think it's something that everybody should do. I totally think that everybody should have this. Everybody with Huntington's, any family member, should make their bucket list and do what they can. It's not necessary to spend a lot of money. Some of the things were so simple, like going canoeing. Just simple things.
Yeah.
And people need to just reach out to people to be able to get it done also.
Right.
Jimmy's
right.
had a lot
asking
of people.
For help, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But Jimmy's had a lot of people fall in love with him. He's just got that personality and smile, and people just love Jimmy when they meet him. And they want to give him the world. And a lot of people do. You know, they give him their life. They do whatever they can for him.
Yeah.
He's very, very
blessed. Well, it was so amazing watching those people come out and build the ramp for him. I mean, that was amazing.
That was absolutely. Paul held. A friend of mine had said, Debbie, we got some guys coming out. We're trying to put it together to get a ramp. Because at that point, Jimmy was completely in a wheelchair. And he said, we're going to have some guys. And I've had so many people, because it was hard, because I would have to get him down the steps. And I, you know, there's times him and I both fell down the steps. And it was just when he said that, and I'm like, yeah, I've heard that before. So I just kind of like blew it off. And the next thing you know, Home Depot chipped in. They heard, you know, my name because they knew me as a customer. And the manager said, oh, you know, we'll chip in $500. And had other people chip in. And Paul got a bunch of guys together. And awesome friendships were made that day. The guys that didn't even know each other are like best friends, and they ride bikes together, you know, motorcycle bikes, and they just, you know, talk to each other all the time. And they all got together and just they built this fabulous ramp that was just it's so well made. When the city came out, the city said, I've never seen anything like this. This is just, he says, I'm passing it. I don't even have to inspect it. I'm looking at it. He says, I know. They did a really
That's
good
awesome.
Job. And I was, I was really happy for that.
Yeah. Anyone who has seen pictures of Jimmy on social media or anything will tell you, Jimmy loves White Houses. I love to see Jimmy light up over a White House. So let's talk about a little bit about the light, what just happened recently with Jimmy getting to go to the top.
Jimmy loves his lighthouses, and it started about a year ago, and he started his collection, picking up piece by piece at least once a week. Ma, can we go up to Salvation Army or whatever it is, up Goodwill or whatever, because he has to go looking, and he'll usually find one. And he's got such a collection in his room now. And I've taken him to several lighthouses. I've taken him up to Rhode Island, Massachusetts, here in Florida. And I could just see he wanted to go up. He wanted to climb up. And it was just impossible, because anybody has seen those lighthouse steps. They're windy. They're dangerous. They're to any able-bodied person. And I would die inside every time, because I knew this what he wanted, and he couldn't do it. And I asked Brett Hayes, who also was out here building the ramp, and I said, look, Brett, you know, because Brett has asked me several times, Debbie, is there anything locally or anything that I can do or get some people together to do for Jimmy for his bucket list or anything? So I called Brett, and I said, Brett, between me, you, and maybe if you can get one or two friends, I said, maybe we can get him to the top. And he said, all right, I'll work on it. So it was a while later, and then he had called me and he said, listen, Rick Wade, who also helped on the ramp, had contacted him and said, because I guess Britt had put the word out, and said that he wanted to help. And he contacted Mark Harper from the St. Cloud Police Department, and it all just kicked into full speed ahead. They worked with the St. Cloud Police Department, Richard Tonks, fabulous help with this, and put out an email for volunteers to get a gentleman that's terminally ill with Huntington's to the top of the lighthouse in Ponce Inlet. And Jonathan Bradshaw and Tyler Bogus, firefighters and paramedics, volunteered for it. And then the police department had their vehicles, and the fire department had a vehicle, and we rode over. And I knew about this for 2 months, and I had to hold my tongue. I couldn't let it slip or anything for Jimmy. So Britt had called Jimmy and told Jimmy that we're going to go. Oh, he said, I need a tour guide for the lighthouse. I want to go see Ponce Inlet Lighthouse, which Jimmy's already been. So Jimmy was all excited, you know, going back to the lighthouse. So he said, well, we're going to meet at the fire department because I got a friend of mine, and then we're going to go fishing afterwards. And so anyway, so when we got there and I said, you guys going to tell them? And they said, no, not, you know, just be quiet. Don't say anything yet. Well, we all sit around and they said, Jimmy, come here. You want to hear how the radio works? Well, dispatch from the police department, fire department, toned out and told, called out to Jimmy. And told him that his dream was going to come true. At the St. Cloud Police Department, St. Cloud Fire Department, Ponce Inlet Police Department, and Ponce Inlet Fire Department was carrying him to the top of the lighthouse.
Oh my God. He must have been
nuts.
What was his reaction? Yeah.
He just went nuts. He screamed. He yelled. Yeah. Jimmy has this thing when he gets excited. He goes, yeah, yeah. And he wouldn't stop. And he was hugging everybody. He was hugging the firefighters. He was hugging the police. He was hugging everybody. And he was so elated. And so he didn't know what else was laying ahead for him. And anyway, they said, all right, let's load up. And we loaded up in the fire vehicles and police vehicles. And we had a lineup going over to Ponce Inlet, which was about an hour and a half drive. And when we got over there, we pulled into the Ponce Inlet fire department and went in. And because at that point, we all needed a potty break. We were all like running out of the vehicles. And we went running inside and met the police chief and several of the officers and stuff. And they said, Jimmy's going in the front vehicle, lights and sirens. I said, what? And they said, yeah, oh, yeah, we're not just taking him over there. He's not just going. He's lights and sirens. So he was in the front vehicle, and we all had lights and sirens going throughout the town of Ponce Inlet, taking Jimmy. And his brother and sister was there, and he didn't know that. I was surprising him with that. And I was talking to their mom, and she said, we can hear the sirens now. And Jimmy was all excited because he said he pressed the button. He was pressing that, you know, the different buttons in the squad car. And we pulled in, lights and sirens. And as we pulled in, more police and fire trucks and everything else were there. Ponce Inlet Lighthouse Society was there dressed in the old-time garb, that the old long dresses and everything from, like, the 1800s. They were there to greet Jimmy. Jimmy was hugging everybody. Everybody was hugging Jimmy. It was just a mass of people there for Jimmy. And it was just amazing. Took us up. We went in, and we got into the lighthouse. And what happened was Jimmy was supposed to go up in a chair. And they started up taking him up in one of these rescue chairs. And I don't know how it happened, but the next thing they said, he wants to walk up. And I said, oh, I'm not liking this. I'm not, you know, and of course the mother thing. And anyway, he did. He went up to the top of the lighthouse. They carried him part of the way, but he walked part of the way. Got to the top, and everybody cheered and went crazy because they yelled down, you know, he's at the top, he's at the top. But they also allowed him go where the public doesn't go, up to actually what they call the candle, the actual light itself. So there's actual pictures of Jimmy at the light itself. And then when he, you know, when he started coming down, once he got down, as he walked out, there was a mass of people outside cheering him on and clapping and raving. And he was like this superstar that day. And there was news cameras, there was cameras there, there was people taking pictures. And there was just, it was just, it was amazing. And this is a day he just looked at me at halfway through it and said, Ma, I will never forget this day. I will always have the memories of this day. He says, this is the best day of my life. He said, this is something I will never forget. And they gave him gifts, and the police departments gave him gifts, and the fire departments gave him gifts. Ponce Inlet Lighthouse. Also, halfway up, I look up, and there's a gentleman leaning over the rail, and he's dressed as the lighthouse keeper from, like, the 1800s. And I said, Jimmy, look up. It's the lighthouse keeper. And Jimmy was like, oh, this is – and he was so psyched. And anyway, he got to the top, and they just spent – they said, take your time. This is your day. You know, what? And they just – he was like a king. He said, Mom – he said, I felt like I had paparazzi around me. And
oh,
he
that's
just
so
it
awesome.
Was,
I love it.
I can't – there's, like, not even words. It was just so – and I cannot thank all of them, you know, for what they've done, every one of them, you know, for what they did. It was just an awesome, awesome thing. You know, it just, it was, but when we came home, I knew there was one other thing for him. When we came home, waiting on the lawn with rocks around it, roping and signs in front of it, was a hand-built, took 5 months to build, Dave Newark had built him an 8-foot tall lighthouse and installed it on my front lawn.
Of that.
Yep.
It's so
and,
awesome.
Yep. So Jimmy freaked out on that one. First he didn't see it, and we actually walked him up to it, right next to it. And then he spotted it. And then he was like, well, he went nuts. He went nuts when he saw that. So that was a day he'll never forget. It was awesome.
Yeah,
a really awesome day.
Yeah, and that picture of Jimmy with his lighthouse, his own custom-built lighthouse,
mm-hmm.
is actually on our show page. So for those listeners who are watching
right.
This, it's
yeah, with Dave,
copy, the pic, you know.
That's it.
Oh, so
that's Dave Newark.
With him.
Yeah. Okay. No, Dave
right.
built
what
it on
guy.
His own and surprised him and installed it. Him and the guys came in, they had it on a trailer. As soon as we left for Ponce Inlet, they came in and they installed it on the front lawn. Yeah, it was
an
amazing,
what an amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't believe the people that just, I mean, I've known a lot of people and that's how, but so many people is because Jimmy met them and they just, like I said, they just love Jimmy and they'll do anything for him. And he appreciates it. This is the thing too, Katie, is that he doesn't assume it. He doesn't expect it. He just totally appreciates every little thing that's done for him. You know, if he's just given anything or anybody does something, he appreciates it.
Yeah, you could see it in it. You could see it in his pictures and his smile that he's just very humble and loving. And
he is.
Good spirit. Yes.
It was a great day.
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, and it's so interesting because, you know, we talk about law enforcement so much, and I know, Deb, you and I both have a strong background in law enforcement with my husband being a sheriff for his whole career before he had to retire because of HD and your background being in law enforcement. We hear a lot of times so much negativity, but, you know, the one thing is that they do these kind of things for people. There's always bad people in bunches, but for the most part, law enforcement want to learn and they want to help.
Absolutely.
And this really shows that.
Absolutely. I mean, they didn't have to do this. They didn't have to do half of what they did. I mean, they did this, and what was going on was each week the police departments in each town and fire departments would have these phone meetings, conference calls every week. And when I told Jimmy about this all afterwards, and he was like, for me? And I'm like, yeah, it was for you. This whole thing was for you. So, yeah, they would have these meetings and everything, and it was all about you and your day and what they were going to do. And he was just so excited. He was so excited about it. He just couldn't believe that they would do so much. And Mark Harper from the St. Cloud PD, he just really, they pulled out no stops. Everything was covered, you know, from giving him hats and shirts and little lighthouses. And matter of fact, when we were there, there was a customer at the lighthouse who had seen Jimmy, and I guess somebody told the story, whatever. And they bought him a hat. The lady said one of our customers came in and said to, you know, paid for a hat and said for you to pick whatever hat that you want. So it just, and Jimmy couldn't believe that either. I mean, the kindness that's there. And like you said, with the police department, they could have said no. They could have, you know, and even with Ponce Inlet, I mean, it's a small police department, but we were lights and sirens going through the streets. I mean, all of our vehicles and people were looking, and it was so amazing that the police departments band together like that for one man. And it was amazing. Really amazing. And the fire department got right on it. Ponson, that fireman, helped also the St. Cloud Police Department get him up. And it was the two main guys, though, Jonathan Bradshaw and Tyler Bogus, were the two main guys to carry him up. But the police departments, fire departments band together and just made his dream come true, because I would have never been able to give him that. I would have never been. And that bothered me.
Yeah.
That really bothered me. But it happened.
Yeah.
Well, people obviously love you and love Jimmy, and they made that happen. And that's amazing. And I do believe every single person living with HD deserves for their dreams to come true.
Oh, absolutely. What they go through, they should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And people should reach out.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. And I kind of a quick shout out. Last week's show was the Dream Foundation. For anyone who is listening to this show and knows of a dream that their loved one with HD, you would like to make their one dream come true, please reach out to the Dream Foundation. And all, if you listened to last week's show, all the information is on there on how to reach out to them. Katrina Hamill did that show. I mean, they have a kind of a clause that people with HD, they don't have to wait, because usually it's a year before you're going to pass. But they realize that people with HD, if it's a year before they pass, they're not going to be able to do their dream. So they have made it so there's an exception with people with HD. As long as you've been diagnosed, you can get your dream. And, you know, I mean, they can have everything like, you want them to build a ramp, or your loved one wants a new laptop, or your loved one wants to go visit their family in another state. It's amazing what this foundation is doing. They have money for people specifically with HD. So definitely, if you guys please reach out to the Dream Foundation and submit for a dream for your loved one. They have to be, they have to be over 18, I believe, because this is for adults. This isn't like a Make-A-Wish.
Right.
This is an adult, the Dream Foundation.
Which
so
is fabulous.
Please reach out. Yeah. It's just, you know, I think it's, you know, we always sit there and we say we want this for our loved one, but it's hard to make that happen, as you know, Deb. And here's a company that, I mean, it's unbelievable. Their contracts with Southwest Airlines and all these different companies that have come together to make people's dreams come true. So please utilize that resource if you want your loved one's dream to come true. They get one dream in their lifetime, and let's get them their dreams. They're for sure. Let's
absolutely
do it. Yeah. So do you have any final thoughts, Deb, before we wrap up the show?
Just you have loved ones, make it happen. Put it out there. Let people know what their riches. Mm-hmm. Sit down with them and say, give me, you know, three things. And then say, well, give me five. And then that's what I had to do with Jimmy. Build it up and sort between. And if it's a major trip and you can't afford it, then skip that one and go to the one where they want a certain hat, or they want something that you can. Talk to store owners, talk to politicians, talk to people. Just reach out there. People are so receptive, and just give them that dream, because trust me, watching them get that dream is something that you'll never forget. It's I can't explain it. Watching Jimmy get what he's wanted from the signed football to the Lamborghini to climbing the lighthouse. Reach out and it's possible, and don't ever feel ashamed or anything, because you're doing it for your loved one, and we're speaking out for them, and do it.
Yep.
Just reach out and get them, get them what they want. I can't stress that enough.
Yep,
I'm not a shy
person,
so I have no problem speaking to people, but even if you're shy, make phone calls, write letters, emails.
If you're shy, call Deb. She'll do it for you.
Yeah, I have no issues with that. Contact me. I'll do it.
Give Deb a call. She is a go-getter. She is a mama bear on a mission, for sure.
Oh, yeah, I am.
Yep. Yes. All right. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show and talking about you and Jimmy. I love to see Jimmy light up. I cannot wait to meet him this year and be able to.
Oh, yeah, in October. Absolutely.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Well, one of his bucket list is coming to California. So that may happen too.
Tell him to come see me in California. I would love to have him. I would love to show him around.
Yeah,
that would be fantastic.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
In October, we will definitely be there for the symposium.
Yes. And we will have a very good time, and tell him to be ready to give me a big hug when I get to meet him. And
absolutely.
I look forward.
He's listening
forward
to you
to
right now. He's listening to you in the other room right now.
I love it. Well, I cannot wait to meet you, Jimmy. And he lights up a room, you can tell. And we're so excited to see him. And so thank you so much for coming on, Deb, and telling your story. And
thank you for having me.
So much for all that you do for Help for HD. We love you. And so I think that will do it for the show. I just kind of want to talk a little bit. Next week, tune in. Genevieve Patch will be coming on, talking about her 31 days of HD, her new book that was just published, actually, by Help for HD. It's I Fight for Understanding, 31 Days of HD. It's a fantastic book. She's going to talk about that. We also have launched our I Fight for campaign for the month of May. There will be T-shirt sales. All money from that will go to the JHD documentary that is now being entered into film festivals. We just entered it 2 days ago into 50 film festivals, and we are already getting responses, which is amazing.
Fabulous.
This is like, yes, JHD awareness at best through film. That's really exciting. And then all proceeds from I Fight for Understanding book goes to our Family Relief Fund. And you guys, as always, the Family Relief Fund is open for applications, and it's all the website to apply for relief. If you need relief, if you are an HD family that needs relief, you can go to our website, go under programs and go under relief and click on that and fill out the application. We have yet to deny any claims that are legitimate claims. Everyone who has applied has gotten relief through that. When there has been finances available and the claims are legit. There has been a couple times that the account has been empty, but right now we do have money within that account if anyone needs help. To let everyone know, we are heading to Atlanta for a HD Education Day on June 3rd. If you are in the Atlanta area or you want to come join us, please come out. This is a free event for the HD community. We are going to be running Hype at that event. And Katrina Hamill and I and Sharon Thomason will be attending that event. We'll be flying in to meet our community in Atlanta. So please come out and join us. We'd love to see you all. And once again, this is 100% free to our community, like all of our events are. Then we will be heading to Iowa on August 26th. We will be heading to Texas, Houston, Baylor on September 30th. And then we are off to Tampa, Florida for our big, big symposium on October 21st. We are looking forward to seeing our community there. Once again, all these events are free to the HD community. You could come, learn, get education, resources. It's all there. It's always free lunch, free breakfast, and free dessert bars are always available as well for you guys. I think that can wrap up the show for now. Tune in next week to hear Sharon Thomason interview Genevieve Patch. And until then, everyone have a safe night. Bye. Thank you, Deb.
Thank you. Bye-bye, Katie.